Worship and Warfare, Holy Places, and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it doesn't look like our regularly scheduled guest is going to be calling in, so it's going to be you and me, and remember our number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Don't be hesitant. Give us a call. But I thought this morning we'd talk about what's going on today, and certainly we hear a lot about the Obama health care bill. We hear a lot about the cap-and-trade legislation. We're not hearing too much about the move to do away with Codex Alimentarius, to establish Codex Alimentarius, so they can take away our right to have the vitamins and minerals and health care products we need to maintain our health, or the PASS ID Act, which is going, it really is an international piece of legislation aimed at having every person in the entire world have to have identification card with biometrics on it, because they want to be able to control everyone in the world, at least everyone who survives what lies ahead. It's really interesting that in June of this year, the billionaires, multi-billionaires, the richest people in the world, who want to kill off most of the world's population, held a meeting in New York, and you can go to your search engine and type in billionaires, New York, population control, and there was Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, who's spending countless millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on population control, and to provide vaccines for those little black children throughout the world, because he's so concerned about all these little black and brown children, and yet he's totally dedicated to population control. Why would anybody be spending so much money on vaccines to, you know, protect the lives of little children when you think there are too many little children in the world? Did you ever ask yourself that? Why, there couldn't be anything dangerous in vaccines, or could they? They took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States, but they left it in the vaccines we're going to give to those little black children in Africa because we're so concerned about them, aren't we? Well, maybe we're not. Anyway, Bill Gates was there at the international conference, and Warren Buffett was there, and David Rockefeller was there, and George Soros was there, and Ted Turner, who said we ought to get the world population down to 200 million, was there. Well, he reneged and said maybe we could allow 2 billion people to live. We just have to get rid of the rest of them. And then, of course, Oprah Winfrey was there, that great paragon of virtue. But maybe there were some other billionaires. Those are the only ones I can remember. But they do have an agenda to eliminate most of the world's population. How would they possibly do that? Well, recently we've seen the most beautiful example of a massive propaganda campaign. Night after night after night, when you turn on your television set, day after day when you open your newspapers, and weekly when you read your news magazines, why, they tell you about the threat of the dreaded swine flu. And the dreaded swine flu, it could mutate, and it could become more deadly, and millions of Americans could be infected, and certainly the thousands or hundreds of thousands or could die, and millions of people could die throughout the world if we don't vaccinate everyone with an experimental vaccine that's going to contain a full dose of mercury and aluminum. And then an experimental adjuvant that has been outlawed here in America, but because of the urgency of the danger of swine flu, which could mutate and could become more virulent and could kill millions, could kill thousands of or hundreds of thousands of people, we're going to use an experimental vaccine that is untested, that it has not been proven to be effective. Well, they say, you know, certainly some people might die of the vaccine, but after all, you know, they might die. But think of all the people who could die if we don't go ahead and vaccinate the public. And so, well, the public has no recourse. You can't sue the vaccine manufacturer because they have so much confidence in their vaccines that they got legislation passed that says you can't sue them. And they bribed the congressman to carry to actually pass the legislation. And, of course, then you can bring a suit in the vaccine court, but the government will throw the billions of dollars they have against you and your effort to get compensation. And you're not going to get compensation if your life is destroyed, as so happened back in 1976 when they had the previous scam swine flu epidemic that threatens America. And after the death of one military recruit and four other military recruits that got sick, but they all recovered, they vaccinated 44 million Americans to prevent them from the ravages of the terrible swine flu. And at least according to the 60 Minute production back in the late 1970s, and you can actually hear Mike Wallace on that 60 Minute reproduction, why, according to that 60 Minutes, 300 Americans died. Well, one died of the swine flu and 300 died of the vaccine. Now, today they'll only tell you that 25 died and maybe 500 got Guillain-Barré, which was a progressive ascending paralysis from which many people never recovered. They were permanently crippled, like a type of polio. And yet, but you could actually see this, the 60 Minute production. Everybody who values freedom should go to the National Vaccine Information Center website. That's NVIC. Or simply type in Barbara Lowe Fisher Vaccines and get to their website. It's the National Vaccine Information website. Go to the website, scroll down, and you'll see 1976, a 60 Minute program, and watch it. It's 20 minutes, but it's the best 20 minutes you'll ever spend, and get everybody you know to watch that, and you'll see the government officials lying. You will see one of the unfortunate victims of this vaccine who said, but if they told me it was dangerous, I wouldn't have taken. But they didn't tell them it dangerous. The vaccine was dangerous and could produce all sorts of complications. They lied to the public, and the public health officials lied, and nobody was ever punished. And according to Mike Wallace, 300 Americans perished and died as a result of the vaccine. Now, today it's only 25. What's the difference? They simply lie. They lie to the American people. They lied to the American people then, and they're lying to the American people now. And you are seeing the most skillfully coordinated propaganda campaign I have ever seen. Why are they so intent upon getting everybody to take an experimentally and potentially dangerous vaccine?
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Like to hear from you. Are you going to take the swine flu vaccine? Well, basically what they're saying is, you know, this virus, this deadly virus, well, it's not that the virus is really deadly, but it might mutate and become deadly. And if it did mutate, and if it did become deadly, then it could kill an awful lot of people. I mean, to date, about 400 people, we are told. I very seldom believe what the government says, the government officials say, because they're paid to lie. And if they don't lie, they'll lose their jobs, their pension, and, of course, they can come after them. And many times, government officials are sent to prison for trying to bring out the truth. But we are told that 400 people have died, but at least 80% of those who died of the swine flu here in the United States had actually other serious illnesses, 80% of them. So there are very, very few people who would have died really of swine flu. As of the latest report a few days ago, the number worldwide was up to about 1,400 people. 1,400 people. We lose 2,000 people every single day from the ravages of malaria, and 4,000, 6,000 people a day from AIDS, both preventable diseases that are being allowed to certainly spread across the earth for population control purposes. And Alexander King, who was the vice chairman of the Club of Rome, wrote a book in which he said the reason we outlawed DDT was it was saving too many lives. People were dying of malaria. Alexander King, one of those elite who is so altruistic that they have really goals and purposes we common people wouldn't understand, like population control and killing off most of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, you need to go to my website and see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, which are in Elberton, Georgia, that call for maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And what they're talking about is killing off over 90% of the world's population, and that's what they really intend to do. Well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in this morning?
Hi, Charles Key here.
Oh, hi, Charles. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Thank you so very much for being with us. Representative Key is a member of the House of Legislature in Oklahoma. But, of course, I knew Charles many years ago when people were investigating the Oklahoma City bombing. We never got the truth about it. Charles led the effort to get the truth out about it. He was a member of the legislature at the time, and believe me, they came after them. Because when you're a member of the legislature, you're not supposed to get the truth out. They did everything they could to get him out of the state legislature, and they did for a time, but... later on, he didn't give up. He came back again, and he's back there in the state legislature in Oklahoma, leading the effort to get the 10th Amendment resolution through Oklahoma, and hopefully coordinating with states all across our land, saying, "Look, we have a constitution, and the constitution says the power of the central government is to be limited, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property." And issues dealing with the individual are to be left at the state level. Charles, why don't you bring us up to date with what's going on?
Well, really good to be with you. Good to talk to you again. There's a lot going on in regards to state sovereignty and state rights issues. As you well know, the states are really waking up and taking action. And I think we're going to see probably over 100 bills filed this next legislative session, which will be gearing up at the end of this year and starting in January and February next year. I know there are some that are tracking what's going on in the states, and that's what they're saying is there'll be at least 100 bills filed that'll have to do with state sovereignty and taking back states' rights.
And in other words, living up to our Constitution that all those people in Washington have sworn to uphold, and then they're constantly violating their oath.
Yeah, and, you know, the people of this country, they still believe and know that they have the form of government that was created 100 years ago. It's a lot of other people that think that they've changed it. They've been acting like they've changed it. And, you know, one will argue, and it's been talked about a long, long time, and will be, whether or not it's actually been changed or not, or we've lost rights or not. But probably, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this. You know, if you don't know you have rights, then basically you don't have them. But technically speaking, you know, we still have the rights that we created as the people 200-something years ago. And that's what most people think in this country, regardless of anything else that's happened. And I happen to think that we do have those rights just because any event or any actions have taken place or court rulings or anything else have happened along the way doesn't mean they've taken away my rights. Just because they have the power to do it doesn't mean they have the legal right to do it. And that's where we're at today, is we've got this dilemma, we've got this standoff, a battle, and someone's going to win eventually. We're right at the point where there's a big line drawn in the sand, and you've got people starting to take their sides on each side of it, what side they want to stand on. And I'm waiting to see some of those national or state politicians or others that want to really stand up and publicly argue that we no longer have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in the country that was created 230 years ago. I don't think anybody has the guts to do that, but probably somebody will. I'd like to see them argue that publicly.
Well, you know, it's like Congressman Ron Paul.
The people aren't going to stand for that.
Yeah. Congressman Ron Paul tells the story that in one of the hearings he was attending, he made the suggestion that the United States should declare war. If we were to go to war, we ought to declare war. And Congressman Hyde, who was chairing the committee, said that's the constitutional, we don't abide by the Constitution anymore. And he made that statement publicly, but it was so interesting that after the session, Congressman Paul went to the people who recorded the transcript, and that had been deleted from the transcript. He went to C-SPAN, who actually takes the pictures, records on video camera everything that's said at these sessions. And somebody had deleted that clip where Congressman Hyde had said, "We don't abide by the Constitution anymore." So one thing, they do not want the American people to know the truth. If people don't like the Constitution, then let's go ahead and amend the Constitution to give all power to Washington, D.C. But these people don't want to amend the Constitution because they know the people don't want to give up their freedom. They're simply taking it by judicial edict, putting their shills under the courts to go along with this plan to have an all-powerful central government so that our government will be no different than the Nazi government or the Italian government or any other government, where all power is centralized in the hands of men, and we have rule by men rather than rule by law.
Yeah, that's right, and I think it's time we've reached a point where we need to start calling them what they are. Those that break the law and the Constitution, call them what they are. They're lawbreakers.
They're subversive elements, and they're at the highest levels of our government, and they're working in every branch of our government.
Well, I think we need to start calling them what they are and start talking about them as lawbreakers and challenge them to make the case and decide what they are. They're either constitutionalists, they're going to follow the Constitution and their oath of office, or make the argument that we don't need a Constitution, that we don't have it anymore, and come out of the closet and start being what they really are and stop hiding behind their positions and behind the establishment that helps them hide who they really are.
And of course, with the full help of the media, and the average individual has no idea what's going on, the educational establishment has deleted any real teaching on the what our founders meant when they created the Constitution and limited the power of the federal government. Well, Chris, you're doing a great job of getting that information out across America. What's the response? You're getting a good response from legislators all across America?
Oh, yeah. They're coming out of the woodwork, so to speak. They are standing up. There are people that love this country and that believe in this country and the Constitution. And they're standing up to fight. They're standing up to do what's right. And we're going to see more and more legislation passed to put the federal government back in its place, where it should be, where it's supposed to be, where it originally was intended to be. And, you know, we're going to see this thing develop kind of slowly. It's not going to happen instantly. And it's going to be a matter of having the nerve and the resolve to follow through with a number of steps over a period of time, probably over the next few years, to just see who's going to win this battle, because it's going to go one way or the other in a relatively short period of time. And time will tell. It also is, needless to say, it's going to require more Americans to stand up, like we're seeing with these Tea Parties and, you know, whatever one thinks of the 9/12 groups and various efforts like that. It's going to take more people that believe in this country and care about it to come out and do things in a public way where they require and they force their elected officials and other government officials to start doing what they want them to do and not doing what those government officials want to do in their own will.
And, of course, what we need to do is get people to understand that there really are people who have a different world. They want all power given to a small ruling group, and what we need to do is decentralize the government, as was the original plan of our founding fathers, where certainly the powers of the central government were limited and defined. The powers of the local government were unlimited and ill-defined. That's the 45th of the Federalist Papers written by Madison. They never teach that in school today.
Well, and, you know, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see more legislation like what Arizona has done, for example, where they've passed or proposed nullification legislation in regards to any kind of health care bill that might be passed or other kinds of legislation that violate the Constitution. You're going to see states effectively say, you know, in this state, the citizens do not have to follow this or go along with it, or federal agents cannot enforce or impose, you know, their laws that have been passed in Washington, D.C., et cetera, things along that lines that are going to start challenging the national government at the state level. And it's going to put the federal government in a position where they're going to have to start taking some strong action against citizens and against states. And we'll see if they'll take that strong action, if there'll be a physical confrontation. But I tend to kind of think that the people in the states are going to win this battle, because, you know, you have to use force eventually, and the police forces, the military primarily, as we see it and know it right now, are American citizens. And they're people that have mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors. And I don't think they're going to react to taking physical action and using force against their own fellow citizens and family members, because I don't think they're going to feel like, even if they don't have the head knowledge, I don't think they're going to feel like that's right. And also, I think many of them are going to know it's not right. And so you're going to have people within the ranks of the enforcers, like military and law enforcement, that are going to break ranks with the national government if they choose to take that kind of action. So I don't think, I think the odds are in our favor, but as long as we lay down and do what we've done in this country for quite some time now and act like we don't have those rights, then we don't. Whether we truly don't know it or we're just acting like we're afraid to stand up and and we don't do anything about it, then effectively you've lost the rights. You have to stand up and do something. You have to stand up and challenge them, or you don't have the rights. But I think there's a lot of things in our favor right now, but it's time. The time has finally come that we must stand up and do something.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Representative Charles Key.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Representative Charles Key. Representative Key, do you want to tell our listeners where they can get to your website, how they could get in touch with your efforts?
Well, don't really have a website that amounts to much, but if they have a good reason to get in touch with me, they can email me at my state capitol email address, which is charles.key@okhouse.gov.
charles.key@okhouse.gov. That's House of Representatives. Well, certainly, what about the legislation that you were able to get passed there in Oklahoma?
Well, we had a very strong momentum and support for it. We had a lot of citizens came out and lobbied the legislature very strongly. It was going to pass with huge majorities, and it did. And the original bill that we filed, I chose to file a House joint resolution, which required a governor's signature. I did that intentionally because I wanted him to sign it. And he chose to veto the bill. And it was not totally shocking, but it was somewhat of a surprise. I didn't think that he would actually go that far. So he vetoed that bill, and we had to come back with another bill and a House concurrent resolution, which was what most states have passed. And we passed that bill. It didn't require his signature, and it effectively bypassed, or it wasn't a technical override, but it basically overrode the governor's opposition to it.
Well, so Chris, fortunately, there's going to be a good candidate, Senator Bragdon there of the Oklahoma our legislature is going to be running for governor next year. I heard him talk last week at the same meeting I heard you talk, and I was very impressed. He seems like an excellent candidate who believes in the Constitution. Seems to have a pretty good foundation running for governor there. What do you think his chances are of winning next year?
I think he has a real good chance. He's not the establishment candidate, which says a lot right there, but he, because he's not the establishment candidate, he will have a lot of money thrown at him and towards his opponent in the primary, but he's actually gone from, I think it's about 5% name ID to, I've heard just in the last week, now 40% name ID, and those numbers come from an internal poll that were not made public. They were actually, as I understand, done on behalf of the one of the other candidates. And so that's pretty pretty amazing and pretty impressive that in this short period of time the word has spread that quickly. And I believe why that has happened is because there is a lot of organization in Oklahoma by various groups that are citizens that believe in the Constitution and have become very active. And there's a group called OK Safe that is very, very active and has become influential in the legislative legislative politics and educational activities. And they are very active in the state again, but you also got these Tea Parties. You've got 9-12 groups and just citizens going to these town hall meetings. Citizens are just waking up, and they're talking among themselves, and the word is spreading very quickly who's who. And who the good guys and the bad guys are the ones that people are displeased with. And Brogdon is rising quickly to the top of the list of those that people are very pleased with and they want to see in government. And they want to see a lot of these people that are voting for some of this outrageous legislation, bailouts or stimulus. They want to see those people gone. And so that's working to his benefit. So I think he's got a real good chance. It's a year away, but I think we're going to see him continue to rise in the popularity of the people. And I think he's got an excellent chance to win the nomination in his party and then go on to win in the general election.
Well, because I'm skeptical of everybody, but the fact that you endorse Senator Bragdon certainly is encouraging to me, and certainly we're going to do everything we can to help him. He's coming out of California, and we're going to be speaking in Southern California, and at least we have a real good radio program down there, and we'll get him on. We'll get him on, and hopefully we'll I'll be able to raise some funds for him. And Senator Bragdon's going to need funds to run for the governorship. Believe me, the establishment will do everything they can to block him. It's up to us to get everybody behind him. Well, who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Hello, this is Marvin.
Hey, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, not a question, but people talk about reading or talk about the Constitution. I don't know if they actually read it or not, but the federal government was supposed to work inside of a 10-mile box. They've gotten out of the box. The 10th Amendment gives states rights. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery. The 14th Amendment put states, citizens, people into federal and state citizenship, and the voter registration puts you in rebellion to the real state in the second section of the 14th Amendment. The second sentence is a really long sentence.
Well, we don't want to get into a long dissertation here, but certainly we need to get back to the fundamentals of our Constitution, and there have been people monkeying in with it ever since then, doing everything they could so that they could justify centralizing all power with Washington, D.C., and I hope that you set up a study group in your area to teach people about it. Senator Key, do you think more and more people are becoming, Representative Key, are more and more people becoming aware of the Constitution and the idea that it's a limitation on the power of the central government?
Yeah, I know they are, because I referred to a conversation I had with somebody yesterday, last night. It was actually a constituent, and people are starting to educate themselves. They're waking up and realizing, uh-oh, we got a big problem, and it's time I have to do something. And people are educating themselves very quickly, and there's still a lot of education to go. But in the course of that education, they're learning things like this caller referred to. They're learning a lot of these other, or whatever you want to call it, technical type things that have happened over time, like in 1933 when this or that was passed by the legislature, or, you know, the president issued an executive order that did X, Y, or Z or whatever, and so when that happened, we lost everything, and I don't have any doubt about those things happening, but I just take the position that just because maybe some acts like that took place, and whatever the intent was, it doesn't mean they took my rights away and I became a slave or a subject of the state, meaning the federal government. I refuse to accept that. And it reminds me of what Lysander Spooner said, and many others have said the same type, same kind of thing, is that really each person in each generation has to decide whether or not they're free or not. They have to discover their own freedom and choose whether every generation has to choose whether or not it wants to be free or not. You can't just really inherit it, like most of us have grown up in this country and received the benefits of growing up in this country, whether you want to call it a free country or whatever.
You can grow up
and be born in a country and receive many of the blessings that it has, but you individually have to choose, just like people today are standing up. You have to make a choice to stand up and grasp it and own it and become that and then do something about it. And not just one time, but you have to do it every day of your life. You have to be aware of it and conscious of it and then take action. And because what's been done in the past doesn't mean that I've become a slave to someone, I reject any kind of thinking that, well, they did X and so therefore we're just stuck today. We're in a bad, you know, in a situation that's irreversible or almost irreversible. I refuse to say that and refuse to take that position.
When you sign their contract, you become part of the system.
I reject that. I don't believe that's true. You know, I don't think that I may become part of the system, but it becomes a point of just discussion and debate about whether I've, you know, been caught in a gotcha situation or not. And I refuse to say that, well, I've made myself a slave. I refuse to do that.
All right. Can you stay with us to the end, or do we have to let you go?
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is Representative Charles Key, and he's got a million things to do, so I'll have to let him go. Do you have any parting thoughts for us at all?
No, I just the caller. I don't really intend to take take a strong opposing position against somebody like that. As a matter of fact, again, I was talking to this individual yesterday. We were having almost the exact conversation, and I think it's just real important that we claim our rights. We refuse to allow the discussion to go in a direction that benefits our enemies in any way. And it's good to learn about all these things, and it's important that we need to know about them. I don't deny that. I think we do need to know all of this and need to be as informed and educated about everything as we can. But most people aren't prepared to get into all of these, historical details and facts. We need to take a strong position as if we were the framers of the Constitution and people that just established this country. And we need to take ownership of that constitutional document and that Bill of Rights and that Declaration of Independence that states those basic principles. And we need to stand firm on those and say, this is the law. These are the principles that we live by, and you, government, all of you at every level, will live by these principles and these laws, period. And you don't tell us what the law is, and you don't tell us what we're going to do. We tell you what it's going to be. We need to get back in that position and be very strong about taking that position. And that's my final words for the
day. All right, God bless you. Thank you, and I agree with you 100%. Thanks very much, Charles.
Thanks, Doctor.
All right. All right, fine. Well, do we have a caller on the line?
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
My name is Dan, and I'm calling from Northern Colorado.
Okay.
And I have a comment that I think everybody needs to know, something that I was just made aware of this morning. And it kind of fits in with what your last caller was saying about taking a stand and recognizing the laws of the Constitution of this great country. And I'll explain what I ran into personally this morning. I have a bank account there in Greeley, Colorado, and my checks are being declined all over, everywhere I write a check. And there's a company now that verifies these checks, and to make a long story short, our banks have handed over the basic responsibility that banking has been for hundreds of years now. They are not guaranteeing any of these checks written off of their own banks. Now, I'm not calling in with just a banking gripe. What they're after, I called my bank this morning, they don't even care. And my fear is that what they're doing is, now you write a check, even if you have sufficient funds, there's another company now who can squash your check or decline it. See, now they've got control of your finances.
Fine, well, then why don't you change banks?
It doesn't matter which bank you go to, because the checking company, and I can give you their name over the air, their name is Telecheck. It doesn't matter what bank you bank with, because at the point of sale, this company verifies your check.
Well, but, Senator, we don't have that trouble in California. Have you checked with all the other banks to make sure it's true?
They are
doing exactly the same thing?
Yes, sir. I can guarantee you they are. At the point of sale, it doesn't matter what bank you're banking with, your check goes through a check verification process. And what they're leading up to now is what I've heard you talking about in past episodes, ID.
Well, then why don't you start using cash? That's a lot.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, Dr.
Anyway.
Stan. Yes, sir, and that's why I'm trying to get the word out to everybody else, because this isn't just happening to me, it's happening to other people.
Well, if anybody else is out there and has had a similar experience, well, I hope that they'll give us a call. Thank you so much for calling. I've never encountered that here in California. I'd certainly be very, very frustrated, as you obviously are.
But I just want to get the word out.
Problem, or they're just targeting you, because if they're doing it to all of your checks and everybody else's checks, then nobody would be able to get any checks cashed.
Yeah, and it is getting to be a problem, and that's why they're putting people on these. They're trying to force you to use credit cards and these electronic transfers. That's what they're setting up.
Well, this could very well be. I wonder if some other people are having the problem. Is anybody else? Have you talked to other people who had the problem?
Yes, yes, and it's very frustrating. I know an individual that went through this, and they claimed his address didn't exist.
Well, now, why would the banks be doing that? Because what they're doing, of course, is getting a checking account out of their bank. There's got to be some bank someplace that will cash checks if this is really a problem.
Yeah, and the first thing this company wants when you call them up, and actually this is the second company, they want all of your personal information. You call them up, and the very first thing they want, all your personal information.
Well, you don't give anybody your personal information. So, obviously, you got to find somebody that will either do that or you start paying everything in cash. Would be a lot better off using cash than checking accounts anyway.
Yes, sir. You're right. And that's why I just thought I'd call to your show and get the word out to other people, see if they're having the same problem, and get some communication going there.
Well, I wonder if anybody out there is having a similar problem. If you are, give us a call.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Thanks,
okay.
Dr. Stan. I just wanted to warn people what was going on out there.
Well, I think they're playing all sorts of games, and I'm not sure, of course, what this is all about, but I do believe that down the line they want to get us under a cashless society. But fortunately, at least here in California, we can still pay our bills by check. But it's all a matter of convenience, but it all takes us into this paper system where there's no value behind everything, and everything is mediated through the banks that, of course, are increasingly controlled by a small group of evil people whose dedication is to control and power, and they tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. I really appreciate your calling.
I appreciate you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, fine. Well, always interesting. I hope our listeners enjoyed. Representative Charles Keith, do not take the swine flu vaccine with squalene and mercury and aluminum in it. And tell people about the Kevorkian health care plan that President Obama is pushing. It's not the Obama health care plan. It's the Kevorkian health care plan.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Need Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Charles Key. I hope you enjoyed it. Charles is one of the great patriots of our time, doing a great job. He did a great job in the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, there is no question in my mind at all that Timothy McVeigh was working for a special forces unit that was involved in illegal activity. That's what he told his wife, his sister Jennifer. And, of course, Jim Keith wrote about that in his book, OK Bomb. That's OK Bomb by Jim Keith. You may be able to get a copy of it on the Internet. We can't get any more copies. And, of course, Jim Keith unfortunately died under very strange circumstances shortly before his publisher died, or shortly before his wife died. Gee, I wonder if that's all a coincidence. They can't let the American people know what happened in Oklahoma City. Charles Key tried to get the information out. They targeted him and got him out of office, but he came back again. He's a man of character and integrity, who I'm glad to call a friend. Well, certainly we hope that many of you out there would want to get our information on the Oklahoma City bombing. We still have it. And there's no question at all that Timothy McVeigh not only told his sister he was working for a special forces unit, he told Terry Nichols, he told a gentleman who was his cellmate in prison who wrote a book, A Secret Worth Dying For. And we have a copy of the book. It's all the same story. Isn't it interesting that nobody's ever told the American people that Timothy McVeigh said that the reason he blew up the Murrah building was because, of course, he was working for a special forces unit involved with illegal activity. And as a result of that, of course, the federal government tried to get through special legislation. Now, you know, that would increase the power of the federal government to protect us from those wicked right-wing militia terrorists, of course, who were all being funded by the federal government. And, of course, I was recently in Oklahoma City. They reminded me of the story of a policeman named Yaki. I believe he was a sergeant, and he wanted to investigate the Oklahoma City bombing on his own. He ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head twice. That's how he committed suicide. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are terrible things going on out there, but you can only understand it by reading my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Hearing our talk on the forbidden secret and getting the syllabus, hearing our talk on the financial Armageddon, which tells you who Obama is and who put him in power, get the syllabus, it goes with that. Remember, we're having a conference here at the North Shore of Monterey Bay, all-day conference on the 25th of October. Make your plans to be here. It'll be a great conference, I promise you. Our telephone number to make reservations and get the other items or information on long-term food storage or certainly health products, the other things that you need, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, we hope that you go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com where you can read our letters free. Listen to our programs 9 hours a day, free, where you can actually watch many of the DVDs we've made or others we've posted completely without charge. If you're in a position to help our ministry, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And certainly we also hope that you want to get our material on the planned police state. We've got a talk, got a syllabus. Information on concentration camps, if you don't believe them, why get the concentration camp special? And then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on a balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m.